It is a little fucking cold in here, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, we can,
You're a guest.
Do you want
a
blanket? We can go try to find a blanket. Oh, it's cold. Matt, do you want to go find a blanket?
I'll go get a blanket.
I'm
guest.
Not that cold.
Of course you're not.
Well, if you're not that cold, then the first thing you said was to make a point about how it's like, it's cold in here. I was rubbing my hands to show that I'm ready for the podcast, not that I'm cold.
I was rubbing my hands because I was actually a little cold.
Oh.
But I'm okay. It's not that big.
Okay. Well, this is Joe, everybody.
Yep.
Say hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, what's your online name?
My Twitter ad is JOE_AQQ.
Makes games. He makes art. He makes music.
I make a bunch of stupid.
He makes love.
Especially that one. I don't know. I do a bunch of stuff.
He does. Been a long time friend. And speaking of long time friends, we got a little someone else here today.
Returning guest.
Hello. Me, guys. I'm back.
Woo!
You could get rid of me.
No.
But you didn't.
Dude, we've been trying to quit Let's Plays to get rid of Dawn. We've been trying to change the podcast.
These
to live
guys
action.
Have not been giving me any work. Please send help. Oh my fucking
please
God.
Send Dawn. Just please donate to Dawn so we don't feel as bad.
Yeah, he stinks too. Oh my God.
Donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/super. No, Dawn.
Slash Dawn?
Yes. I don't fucking know. I don't have a Patreon.
Plug your Patreon, dude. You do have it. We subscribe to it as Super Mega.
Really?
I do the highest monthly amount.
No joke. I kind of forgot about it.
Holy shit.
I go on there when I'm horny because like I'll be horny and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Sick. And then Dawn will be drawing some breasts or some vagina and I'll be like, all right.
Yeah, I do that now.
Dawn's good at it too.
Now you've been doing that, dude. Before I met you were doing that.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
No, but like I like tits, you know? I like tits and ass.
That's awesome.
Welcome, Dawn.
Yeah.
How about you?
Welcome to the boys club.
Tits and ass?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh damn. Oh. Okay. So we're all in agreement then?
Yeah, we are.
That's awesome.
By the way, we forgot to mention to you guys, these mice, you need to be like this close.
Would you be sucking it?
Yeah, you need to be like a fist away because these mics are...
And we could reposition...
Yeah, these mics are super like
mega.
Not sensitive.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
It's what Joe Rogan used. Dude, Michael Jackson recorded Thriller on this microphone. Do you know that?
Yeah.
For real?
This one.
That one?
Dude, yeah, no, I did so much research on mics because I want to get a really cool mic and I found one in the basement and I just use that now.
Mm. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. It's a Hello Kitty mic.
Does it work?
Barely.
Is that why you sounded like that on stream?
Yeah, dude. That's why I sound so girlish sometimes.
I don't think it's because...
Well, the Hello Kitty mic does have that like voice changer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, from the beginning of our online persona, we should have just changed our voice. Like pitched it to be like a little bit higher. Every single video, every single podcast.
You could have just gone with a me route. I was thinking of, you know, when I revealed myself to the world, I would just... You know, play the usual dumb German dude. You know, ach, guten Tag, hallo, wie geht's? You know?
Oof, mein Gott.
Oh, mein Leben.
Dude, right after you got here, you said some German shit that made me laugh so hard. Like, dude.
What was it again? Like, oh, look at that. I'm going to poop and farten.
You said poop and farten. It made me laugh my fucking ass off. The fact that you're German just makes you a funny man.
It makes me lovable like every German.
Yeah.
Lovable and, you know,
every modern German.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean, not
he was lovable in certain ways.
Who?
I guess.
You know,
the German,
the most exceptional, the only German on Time magazine.
Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
just kidding. He's Austrian.
Is he really?
So is Hitler.
Yeah.
So he's not even German.
Who?
He's like,
do you know that? That was Austrian, not German?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's the thing. People think Austria is like part of Germany. It's not. They just use the same language and laws and shit.
Yeah. Does that make you mad that people think that?
No. Oh. I laugh at those. They're ignorant and makes me laugh.
I laugh at thee. Do you, Dawn, I mean, you told me a good every fucking morning when I wake up, like the first thing is I just hear some like, I had a nightmare last night about, and what was it this morning?
Oh God. Well, Ryan, you're going to love this.
Okay.
I was on a school bus. Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah. You love those. And, I was on a school bus and I had no idea what's going on next to me. Like on the other side, on the other seat were like two giant furry anime babes. One was a horse. No, one was a yellow horse. The other one was a blue wolf. And they kept showing me their phone, wanted me to like click their Twitter link. And I did not want to do it. I was like resisting them. And they were like, come on, click it. Click the link. click the link. And they were like really adamant about me clicking the link. And I just kept saying no, and they got mad. And so one of them, the horse one, just like pulled down their pants and showed me the dick. And it was like, it wasn't like a horse cock. It was just a big yellow like penis, like you see in a cartoon.
And then? And then?
And I woke up because I got scared.
I mean, the other night, like, dude, like, the first night he's here, I wake up and he's like, oh, I had a nightmare. I was being chased to a swamp by these Minecraft Steves.
Were axes. You really?
Okay, so.
Dude, your dreams sound like you're just making up bullshit on the spot.
No, it's not. It's not. So I get so many weird dreams.
No, I believe I'm just knowing you, but it's fine.
There was one dream I had that was so off where I dreamt that I had cancer, like terminal cancer. Like just I was ready to die. And then when I woke up, I found out, wait, I was just watching the GameStop quick runs and they talk about cancer. So, you know.
That's not really funny.
I mean, a little.
Did you see the fucking clip where like the girl is like, she donates and like starts talking about like
her. No, she's just there in like the audience, I think.
And she like stands up and starts talking about like her uncle or grandma has cancer, and it's like, my grandmother has stage 4, blah blah blah, and Games Done Quick has been really like, she starts like sobbing. I mean, the guy speaks running, like, shh, can you please be quiet? I'm focusing.
It was something else. Like, she asked the guys running to like pause the game for a moment to like just stand in silence for a bit. Okay. And they're like, We can't do that.
Oh, she got really mad.
Yeah, she got really mad.
Yeah,
we can't do.
We can give her a moment of silence on this podcast right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's a moment. That was disrespectful.
I like that.
Honestly,
I like.
Yeah,
that
dude,
version.
He's been doing it.
That was a good version, dude. Our friend, not our employee, Layton. Our friend Layton was doing that constantly,
dude. So is Don. Don's been doing it. It's so addicting. Like once you start so learning fun. How to do it, like well. You actually like, you know, you just can't stop. You did it so much, and then I started doing it, and then I couldn't stop.
I just do it. He's passing the best. People. I just like doing it.
He does it to strangers. We'll just Looking be like, yeah. You do it the best, though, Ryan.
No, I think you've got it down like to a science.
No. My I'm hit or miss. Some of them are good, but yours are fucking
Joe,
stellar.
You're really good at making the big ones.
Ooh, let's hear it. Ooh. I think I heard some brown seep its way out.
That was a little wet.
I felt that. I was in a splash zone.
First thing I heard Don say, yes, I slept. So we stayed up on Saturday night until like 8 a.m. And then I slept all day. And then I woke up like pretty late and I came downstairs. And then Don came up from the downstairs. And what's the first thing you say? You're like, I just took the hottest stinky Cleveland steamer.
I took the nastiest Cleveland steamer.
He just like walked in
the
and said
Cleveland
that.
Steamer?
Yeah, dude. If you're a Family Guy head like me, you know.
Dude, he watched 4 seasons on the plane.
Yeah.
And directly like in a row of Family Guy.
And you got them all lined up again for your flight back.
I am so excited, dude.
That's the thing in our book.
I'm going to get the Star Wars specials now.
Oh, dude. The Star Wars specials?
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? The
Blue Harvest?
Blue Harvest.
Something like that?
Why was it called that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Dude,
was it called Blue Harvest?
It was called Blue Harvest. And I didn't know why. I thought Family Guy would do like a funnier name. Like Return of the Farts.
There it is. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane, step aside.
Do you remember when that was like the big thing back then for like shows was like, you have to do a Star Wars parody. Like every
robot.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
Robot chicken. Well, because like, I feel like they're usually it's stemmed from like, there's a fan base amongst the creative community that just loves Star Wars too.
Yeah.
So like Seth Green was a big fan of Star Wars. Seth MacFarlane, obviously a big fan. So they just kind of incorporated it into their show.
When's Superman going to do the big Star Wars parody?
How though? How would you do it?
I mean, how are we going to, like, you think we can't?
I'm just asking how. I'm curious now.
We'd probably secure like a $350,000 budget from a studio.
We could collaborate with Ryan versus Dorkman.
Oh,
the early lightsaber duel people.
Yes.
And it'll be Ryan versus Ryan and Matt versus Dorkman.
Dude, can we actually do like an hour long special, but it's just made in Pivot stick figure animator?
I wanted that so bad on my computer as a kid, but my parents thought it was a virus.
I did too, but I had a Mac. So my dad was an architect and we only had a Mac and I couldn't get it. And all the kids at school would like show each other these fucking like dude would pull out like a big stick and like beat him and do like a backflip over him. And I was oh my God. And I couldn't do it. It sucked. Fucking sucked. But I was like the only kid I got made fun of because I didn't have Pivot stick figure.
Did you do it in a Flipnote on the DS?
I did. Yeah, I did. And I also, there was a Mac. It was like a web-based animation software. Mm-hmm. Forgot what it was called. It was really shitty. It was more like keyframing, and you couldn't draw your own things. You could only use like clip art they already had, and I did a ton of it. And I would like make a music video, but you couldn't export the video, so I would like press play on the song and then press play on my video at the same time, like as quick as I could, and call my sister in to come watch it. And I did one to Sean Kingston. That one song that's like, why you gotta go? And it was like a dude jumping off a cliff. It's fucking awesome.
Did he die?
I don't remember actually. But I remember one of the nights I was making those animations, and my sister had a stomach virus in the other room. She was throwing up, and I was fucking terrified. And I locked myself in that room, and I was just working on animations with headphones on, so I didn't hear my sister throwing up. And I was like shaking. And now when I think about that like animation software, I just get filled with like anxiety,
like dread.
Yeah,
just because of that like association.
Do your fans know about your horrible fear?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was that like the origin, or just like another bump in the road?
That was another bump in the road. Actually, the first time was my sister. Mm. Where we came back from a... Someone's going to cut that out of context.
I already did.
The first time was my sister. yeah, because Ryan gave me a look. But it was like 3 a.m. and I heard like some commotion in my old house, my old house. The one that I was born in. Because my mom didn't go to the hospital. She birthed me in the bathtub. And I just hear some commotion. I'm like, what? What's going on? And I get up out of bed and I walk into my sister's room and she's not there. And there's vomit all over the carpet. And I remember just like this, it felt like I'd been shot with like an arrow of fear. And then I go into the bathroom. I see my sister crying and my dad like helping her. And it struck fear into me. And I ran back to my room. I jumped under the covers and I just listened to my sister crying and throwing up. And that's the first memory I have of being scared of vomit. So I don't know if that like was traumatic for me, but the bigger one that I do remember, which actually might have been first. My mom says it was first. I don't know. But my friend Lee, it was first grade or kindergarten, I don't remember. I think kindergarten maybe, and sitting in the cafeteria. And Lee was a funny little man. And every day at lunch we sat next to each other, and for lunch that day it was like the Spanish rice, the really dry shit, strawberry milk, and something else. And I remember like he was just like curled up in a ball at the table, because it was like the cafeteria tables were like benches, and he was like curled up in like the fetal position next to me. And I was like, Lee, eat your food. And he was like, my tummy hurts. And I was like, eat your food. And I just like went back to eat my food, and I was digging into my Spanish rice and strawberry milk. I mean, like I might have told this before, but I turned around and I looked back, and like everyone from the table was gone. I missed it, and so was Lee. And I look, and there's just like strawberry milk and rice vomit everywhere, like all over the table, all over the floor. And
it's like a horror movie, is like some creeping to the end of the table towards you at this moment.
I don't know how I fucking missed it. Like everyone had gotten up and left it, like, and I was sitting here just in my own little world. And then when I saw it, I still remember the feeling of like, might have been one of the most like terrifying stomach dropping, like feelings. And I got up and I started shrieking and screaming, and I screamed so loud that like the whole cafeteria went quiet, and they had to call my mom to come get me. So that might have been the first time.
When was this again?
Like kindergarten.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I should call my mom actually and ask her real quick, because my mom remembers.
Did you still have that high pitched squeal?
Yeah, it was like I screamed, and then I remember standing there sobbing, and like I remember like no one coming to help me.
It sounded like a woman's been stabbed in the cafeteria.
Like I still don't understand how I didn't notice like that he had puked, and everyone was like, oh, because you know kids would be loud about that. Yeah, and ran. Yeah. And it was next to me.
You're blacked out.
I was, dude. I was fucking blacked out on that fucking Spanish rice and strawberry milk. Hold on, I want to see. My mom remembers this. I'm not bullshitting. I want to see how she remembers it, because she had to get called.
Hey, honey.
Hey, mom.
I was going to call you today and see how your back's doing.
Oh, it's doing a little bit better today. You know, it hurt real bad the other day, but now it's good. Anyway, I got you on the podcast right now. And I just wanted to see if you remember, you know, when I was a kid and I was real scared of throw up.
Yeah.
Do you remember, the one time in the cafeteria in like kindergarten when Lee threw up and I like missed it, and then I turned around and saw it?
Mm-hmm.
And I screamed.
I remember that. The whole school remembers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have to come pick me up?
I was there, honey. I worked at the school.
Already?
Remember?
I thought you started after that.
No. And, but I heard about it.
Yeah, that was so scary for me.
I think the whole cafeteria got very quiet when you screamed.
Yeah, because I fucking shrieked.
And then after that, I was taking my class to special area, and there were two special area teachers huddled together, and they were talking.
They were talking
and
they shit.
Didn't see me coming, and they were trash talking you.
Oh, Matt.
And then they turned around and saw me, and I'm just like, didn't say anything.
You should trash talk me too. You didn't defend your own son
because she knew what their words were, honest and true.
They were like, this kid fucking shrieked when he saw some throw up.
Who do you think the special area teachers were?
I'm gonna get. Was it the theater teacher? Was it Miss Wallace?
No, but I remember one of them. Think art and don't say her name.
Oh yeah. Her.
Yeah.
She always made fun of me.
Because she liked it.
Don't.
That's her first name. No, I'm not saying her last name.
Yeah. I'll bleep all the names out.
Yeah. Yeah. On the last episode, we talked about Ryan's like youth pastor, and I bleeped it all out. But last thing was, I'm trying to figure out how this fear started. Didn't you say there was something like when I was I was choking, and you ran into the room, and I was in my crib, and like you saved me, and you think that's where it started?
I do think that might have been I think there's a whole lot of things. First of all, yes, you know, there used to be. I don't think they make them anymore.
Do you remember this?
There
event?
Used to be these things that you could put into the crib that would strap on one side of the crib, and it would go across it to the other side of the crib, and in the middle.
I still have one of those.
Something the kids could play with.
Right. And I stood up and I fell forward onto it.
Yes, I think that you stood up and lost your balance and fell onto it, and it hit your neck. And I just happened to come by right at that time, and I saw you struggling, and it was really, really bad. And that came off the crib and never went back up. But I also think that some of it had to do with somebody else in the family. And that you often heard.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom. I hope you're doing well. I'll call you later.
All right. You take care.
Don wants to say hey, by the way.
Hi.
Don, our channel artist.
I'm good. All how right. are you?
Good to hear from you.
I'm glad. I'm happy what you did with Matt.
You're doing
what?
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Hi, Don. I love you, Donnie. I'm so happy you're here. You too, Joe.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man.
Not as happy as Don.
Yeah, I mean, I'm less important.
Honestly, it's crazy because I actually didn't know what you looked like until you showed up at my front door because you showed me a picture ages ago, but I forgot.
Yeah.
And we've talked on... Joe and I have been friends on Twitter for a couple years. And he's friends with Don, and Don was going to visit. And I was like, Joe, why don't you come crash at the old Watson Castle? Mm-hmm. And came and knocked on my door. And I unfortunately could not come and pick you up from the airport like I was supposed to at 2 a.m. because we had filmed Drunk Drawing before that. And I had like 2 hours to sober up, which totally enough time.
Was this the Hunter one or was this?
No, it was the okay. Kelly one. And Jackson had made some drinks that...
They're always God so damn it, strong. Dude.
That's because that's what he makes them for himself.
Yeah.
You think?
No, he makes his drinks really strong. And like, it was that Amazon piss bottle we drank. That was did it.
Oh my God. Shit.
Because like, they're also very like, they're flavorful and sweet.
No, that was the Hunter episode. The Kelly episode that fucked
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Kelly
no.
Kelly was the jar of dirt.
Yes, it was the Kelly one.
It was like chocolate pudding and liquor. I don't know what it was.
But it was pretty like... Because we'd already had some drinks, alcohol doesn't taste as strong, so it's easier to drink more. And then it was like this chocolatey drink, and Jesus, it probably had
what was it? Chocolate and?
It was pudding and liquor.
Oh, that might have been my fault.
I think I might have, I don't know if it was just pudding and liquor. I was just saying that because I remember Jackson saying.
It had pudding in it. Pudding and liquor by itself would have just been a goop.
I think that might have been my fault.
Why?
Because like earlier that day, I told Jackson about the Dirty Mary or like Muddy Mary.
Oh yeah.
And it's like you take chocolate pudding and a shit ton of vodka and rum and you mix it in with like some gummy worms.
That's definitely why he made this because I remember earlier in the day he was saying like he wished he had made a jar of dirt drink and then he pulled one out. Thank you, Don. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was a good drink.
Yeah.
But God damn it, those drinks are strong as fuck. And also, he told me after the fact, he's like, yeah, each one of those drinks was probably worth like four drinks.
Oh my God. So why? Like,
so usually a drink is what? Like,
just make it one drink.
Well,
like,
I mean, I don't want to get fucking blasted.
We got goofed.
I felt like I was poisoned. I was like, shit.
Technically, you are poisoned. That's why you get drunk.
I was like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man when he comes home and like gets bit and he's just has a blanket curled up.
Kelly threw up a lot,
but I didn't wake up and have a six pack, unfortunately, or spider-like powers.
Damn it. Maybe after the next episode.
Yeah. Still black lungs. And
Dom, what drunk drawing? Oh, I know what we're going to do with you.
Oh, yeah, they know. They've been planning this for weeks.
We did a drunk drawing ages ago, like back in 2018 with Don.
Yeah. It's Family Guy, right?
Family Guy, yeah. That's the one where he showed you our penises.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, you,
some people think it's fake.
I remember, yeah.
We really were naked. People think it's like we like planned that. Like, no, we just got naked.
There was some stuff behind the scenes that no one like saw. I don't think you even know about it because you left the room before it happened.
Wait, what? What did I do? Well, is this
Right after the shot, the shooting? Ryan went out of his room because we were filming this in like Matt's
my old apartment. Yeah,
yeah. And Ryan got out, and then I was still at the computer drunk, and I just looked at Matt. He was standing in a corner, pants down, spreading his asshole at me.
Okay, yeah, but it does sound real.
No joke, like. I was so tempted to get up and like rip some hair out, you know,
of his asshole.
Yeah, out of his asshole.
That's like, what Don does.
Like, that's what he does. Right?
Yeah, wait, he rips hairs.
He rips hairs out of his ass.
Yeah, dude.
Wait,
do you rip hairs?
Do you know
out of your
about
ass?
This?
Not usually. No.
Do you know about usually. This?
No, I don't.
Okay,
how?
Last time on the podcast, told this story, and we Ryan and I were like, "What?"
That just feels like it like hurts too.
No,
much.
Listen,
Don, tell him. Tell
him.
I was gonna show Matt a little piece of heaven. Okay.
No, tell me what you do.
Okay, so what I do is in the shower or like. When I'm just in bed and my ass
that's
itches.
A big difference between in the shower and when I'm just
yeah,
in
okay,
bed.
Listen,
it, what do you where do you put it in bed? Yeah, that means he just kind of tosses it.
Yeah, he flicks it,
puts it under his pillow.
I just leave it in my underpants.
What is, do you are they like poop covered hairs or are they
no it's clean
hair. Around his
it's
asshole like, so yes
it's not poop covered it
rips out his ass here
listen but... it's clean it's because I know how to wipe my ass okay it's clean so what I do is when I get itchy in my ass I don't want to like you know get my finger in there and just you know I don't want to
whatever that is sounds way better than ripping the fucking hairs
and then having them in your
because like here's the thing you know that thing where like you're hurting on one side of your body and then you hit the other side to like distract yourself
no one does that
no that's like what cartoons do dude one actually does that because it just doubles
I just
the pain.
Rip my hair out to like alleviate the itchiness and I just kept doing it because it also got annoying that I have hair there
you gotta buy like a cream.
I love the thought of like instead of like just getting some like going to a dermatologist or just going to like a CVS and
Don your ass itches because you're not wiping enough.
Like, it's like a home remedy to you is ripping out your ass.
I'm thinking now that you're hairy down there, except for your fucking taint, is like bald.
I'm not like hairy rashy. Down here at all.
Yeah.
I have like perfectly round ass cheeks. I
know.
Like bald.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you want to see it? There's no hair.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Dude, okay, check it out.
Let's see the smooth ass.
I actually wondered what Don's ass looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Those are pretty round.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Now, what's inside? What happens secrets? if you spread the part the flesh see?
Well, I'll tell you what's not inside. Hair.
Prove it.
No.
He rips him out. Can you rip a hair out on the podcast?
I don't have any on there right now.
Don, have you seriously
ripped them all out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
every
probably because he's probably fucking sleeping in my guest room doing it this morning.
No.
Fucking, like, hair all over the pull-out couch and all over in the carpet so I won't see it.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I did it before the flight. And so it's going to be good for a week or two.
Like in the airport bathroom?
No, in the plane.
In the plane bathroom.
And they just...
Sir? There's like a line of 10 people.
Sir? One second.
On the last podcast, Ryan did a really, really perfect Minecraft Steve oof.
Oh, yeah?
I can't recreate it.
I put them side by side and they sounded pretty good.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like you could tell they were different because it was like different like tone.
Yeah.
Like one was higher, but like it was good. I saw comments. They were like, holy shit. That you saw my face right when you did it. I was like,
I have to get a time code for that so I can see it.
I'm sure people in the comments throw the time code in for Ryan so we can...
Yeah, in this podcast for the previous podcast.
Yeah.
Or go to the previous podcast and put the time code there. That would be more helpful and you'd be a better fan.
Woo. Yeah. You know what else would make them better fans?
Giving us money on our Patreon and listening to these ads.
Yep.
So true.
And we're back from some ad reads. During the ad reads, Don said something really inappropriate.
Not racist.
It could be.
It could be misconstrued as racist.
But
it was more classist than anything.
I know where his heart was when he said it, so I know it wasn't technically racist. But yeah, I would say classist is probably the best way to put it.
It's a weird thing to believe. All I was saying is the age of consent should be lowered.
You said it. It was. You don't need to repeat it.
Okay.
Wings of Redemption.
Man, that was so good.
He said that many times.
That
it should be 12. So
yeah.
Weird thing to believe, and another weird thing to publicly argue for multiple times to thousands of people publicly.
Matt, when you're passionate about something, you know, you gotta.
That's true, man. When you're passionate, yourself. It's like, who am I to judge?
I mean, right? He's called Wings of Redemption, not Wings of Pussyfooting Around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
That was his old name.
Yeah.
And then when he became a Chad by saying his thoughts, that's when he changed it.
Good old Jordy.
We just watched all the boys came over.
Watched the 2 hour long Down the Rabbit Hole on Wings of Redemption.
While eating wings.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God, the wings.
The best wings.
Yeah.
Still the best wings.
It's called
Kyochan.
Kyochan. Oh,
it's in like Koreatown. Ryan suggested, because every time Ryan comes over to my place, so he lives too far away to order these wings.
Now apparently you
I do too. But at my old place, my old house, I was right in delivery range. But now technically I live closer to the restaurant, but because I'm in a different zip code, they don't deliver to that zip code. So even though I'm closer, I don't fucking, it's so stupid. But Ryan always is craving those wings when he comes over. And he's like, what if I came over and we ordered wings?
We haven't had them in like months.
I know. And I was like, let's do it. So Ryan went and picked up 100 wings and brought them back and we fucking, Don finished them.
Yeah, really? I got really high and I ate like most of them.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
There were 20 something left or 30.
He was like apologizing and I was like, dude, otherwise they would have just gone in the trash.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Matt told me he came with like applesauce. I was like, what the fuck? Applesauce?
But doesn't that just like
the applesauce is good.
It is the applesauce,
so good.
The applesauce is good, but I found new love.
Ranch?
Ranch.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Man. Yeah. For the first time, I love ranch. They told me Hidden Valley is just the most average stuff. They're going to get me some new stuff, you know? Ooh,
we'll get you some today when we're out at Little Tokyo.
Oh,
yeah, for real.
We can, they sell...
Trader Joe's brand.
Trader Dro's.
Trader Drones.
I miss Dro.
Dro was sick, dude.
A man who managed an L&L barbecue in Glendale.
L&L?
It's like a Hawaiian barbecue chain.
It's a Hawaiian barbecue chain. And one time he took us in his truck, took us to a church parking lot and just smoked up with us.
Yeah. We'd go in to like buy drinks and stuff sometimes. And he'd be like, hey guys, what's up? And he was like this like kind of like handsome, ripped Armenian man. And he said his name was Dro. And, you know, we kind of worked up a little, especially you, because you went in more, worked up a little.
Poor. Because I'd always go in there and buy like soaps? Sobe or Sobe?
Yeah.
Oh, the lizard drinks?
Yeah. So I always go in there and buy one because I always need the drink to smoke a cigarette with.
Yeah.
And then one day, Ryan and I are out in the alleyway and like he just pulls up in his like Camry and rolls down the window and he's like, get in. And we were like, okay. So we got in his car and then he just like didn't say where we were going, started driving off. And took us to like a church parking lot and we smoked a bowl with him. And I remember we tried to explain what we did, like the YouTube thing. He was like, okay, cool. And like,
some strong weed too.
It was.
I remember there was that moment where we were like, should we really get in this stranger's car?
But we didn't want to debate it in front of them.
We're two men. We have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you know?
Right.
Of course.
Right. Except our innocence being taken by Dro.
We wouldn't let it happen.
Nope. We take his in return. If he really wanted to try. Hey, Justin. He's outside the glass.
What you looking at?
What a cutie.
Me?
Oh, he's blowing
something
kisses.
In my teeth?
Damn.
No, he's licking his lips at me, though. What?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Oh.
Justin, dude, go rub one out and come back and talk to me when you're more clear-headed, okay, buddy? Yeah.
And when he says a second, he means a second.
Yeah.
He's probably already done.
Super quick.
Don, have you jerked off?
The cleanup
does take a while.
Oh, yeah.
You jerked off in my house yet, Don?
No.
That sounded like a false note. Like if I saw that in L.A. Noir, doubt. 100%.
No, I have not jerked off.
Did you?
He's red faced.
So you cleaned?
Oh, man,
you cleaned up already?
He's drenched.
No, he hasn't even cleaned up.
Oh my god, he looks primal.
His face is red.
Okay, he's still like he's
Justin.
Still
maybe one more time because clearly you're thinking with your other head. Go, come on, go, Justin.
He was feral.
Yeah.
He's
hard to satiate.
He just actually figured out he had no idea what masturbation was until like 2 weeks ago.
You taught him, right?
Yeah, of course we taught him. What are friends for? What are employers for?
Well, Matt was just doing it at his desk and Justin was curious.
It's like, let him watch.
And it's like we all do it at our desk.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing, dude? Like, what is that?
Justin.
Are you peeing? And I was like, no, dude, check it out. And he had just had never heard of it before. So we showed him, helped him out a little bit. And
he sat down in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of guided him like when you stand behind someone.
Trying to golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to
right,
golf.
Right, right, right. And and we showed him how. And I was like, have you never heard of this? And apparently just where he's from in North Dakota, they just don't do it. Apparently, yeah. It's just not a thing. And he's like, I've seen my dad do this before and my stepdad also.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what they were doing. And when I asked, they just said that they were just goofing off. So. Yeah. Now he knows, and he's been doing it a lot. And I don't know if he understands. He didn't know what semen was either. So he
scared him the first time.
Oh,
you can imagine.
Freaked out. He was like, "What?
Absolutely.
What is this white pee?" And he thought there was something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "No, Justin, that's normal." But what he hasn't realized yet is that like semen is it's one of those things where it's like it, you keep it to yourself, right? You don't really people don't want to see it.
Not always.
So he doesn't. He didn't know you're supposed to even clean it up.
Yeah.
I think he just thought it would like evaporate or something. Yeah. So he got all over Jackson's desk. Jackson actually has a box of stuff that he's taking home from the office and it got all, he doesn't know yet, but it got all in there. I helped Justin wipe it off the top, but it got down in there in his books and everything.
Yeah.
But you haven't jerked off in my house yet?
No, not yet. I was too busy.
Busy doing what?
So what we did last night is first thing we did was we watched a bunch of, video ads.
Okay, nice.
Like the 90s, just the 90s like ad compilation, and I had some Carl Jr.'s, and apparently that freaked Matt out that I had Carl Jr.'s.
I don't like
night.
Carl Jr. Like, it's never something that I would go to over.
I like it. They actually have a pretty good I'm not gonna lie, they have a pretty good like just like cheeseburger. Yeah. I ordered it one night because it was like the only thing open. I was like, oh, man, and when I ate it, I was like, this is good. Don did scare me though, because I got a notification on my security camera at like 4:30 in the morning that there was like somebody at my door, and that never happens. And I was like, what the fuck? So like I'm like in bed and I'm like, what's going on? And I click it and then I saw this, and like I just didn't know what was going on. Like this just scared me. Let me front door. No, that's earlier today. 4:15 a.m. Wait, back patio. I didn't see this one. Dom, what did you do something on my back patio? Oh, the light turned on. Okay, it's I just see this and this like scared me. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Think about this. It's 4:15 a.m. It's
this app, huh?
How much you pay for this?
Hold on, dude.
Yeah.
So what if you needed to show like an officer this as evidence?
Just give me a fucking second, dude.
Does the officer have time? He's probably got to go arrest some drug lord across town.
Here it is. I just see this. Ready? And it freaked me out. Not that. There. I see some dude like just like. I was like, what is this? But then a big twist happens. Ready? It's Don. And then Don just stands over him and stares at him while he's putting the food on the ground.
Don, you couldn't help him out?
Not, like, you look scary. You're just like standing straight over him. He's like bending down. It's like this old man.
Usually you wait till like they leave or whatever.
Yeah, you're not supposed to see them because of COVID. You're supposed to like let them finish and then come out. But Don comes out.
I'm so used to doing that though.
Oh my god.
This guy is bent down like in the most just like
breaking his back.
If you're thinking like back in the day, you're like bent down, like, I don't know, gathering some berries. Mm-hmm. You turn around, there's this fucking beast towering over you. I'd feel so
vulnerable.
He has
one hand in his pocket too, like he's touching himself.
Oh my god.
What was taking him so long though? How many bags was it?
Just one.
Yeah, dude. Okay, wait.
He was fumbling around.
Wait, no.
He was fumbling around because he had like, we ordered.
Watch this. This is one bag. Watch.
He has multiple things. It's not just one bag.
No, it was one bag.
What's he doing? He's like picking crumbs off the ground or something. And you just fucking look at him.
I feel so bad, Don, now. I feel it. So. That looks so menacing. That looks.
Well, that's dude. He probably didn't look up because he was scared. He was scared.
I was scared that he would mess up my food.
That was 4:15 a.m. though.
By the way, that was only one bag. He was having trouble getting this.
Oh, my
poor man.
Drink out. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because we had like we had a root beer that tastes like crap, and we had an orange soda that tastes like
crap. It didn't actually taste
like
crap.
Well, he added the crap flavor shot to it, and I told him not to.
You can. I love that you can taste the tap water in all these soft drinks.
Yeah,
you said you hated it before.
Well, I lied.
Which time were you lying?
I was fucking lying.
Well, you can't tell.
Do you actually love it or do you hate it? Does it bother you?
We've been bitching about the tap water all week, so I don't.
Okay,
think
so
you don't even have to drink tap water because I have the fucking like water.
Yeah, but that's
tower.
From the fountain, the soda fountain, and they use tap water.
Oh yeah. Tap water in LA is just disgusting. It's so gross. Every time I go back home to South Carolina, I'm like, even though now I've noticed like in South Carolina the tap water, at least in Charleston, is very earthy. Like I don't taste chemicals, but I can taste like dirt. But it's kind of like refreshing because it's. I grew up with it, so my tongue is accustomed. It's like natural. I'd rather taste dirt than chemicals.
That reminds me. Have you ever had black water?
Yeah, I have.
Like the drink. There's a thing called black water. That's just water that's like black from like volcanic soot or anything or something, and it has a ton of minerals, but it's super earthy.
Oh, like charcoal and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that sounds awesome though.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It just tastes like water. It tastes like smart water.
Yeah,
like that. I love it. Sometimes we think about like the fact that like we have to pay for water.
Mm.
It's very funny. Yeah.
You pay for the bottle.
Or like from that. Well, I guess you pay for the service, the pipe service and everything. But
That reminds me of another water brand. It's crazy. Have you ever heard of Raw Water?
Raw water?
Yeah, Raw Water.
It's not cooked.
No, this dude. He's just
this water in a bag that you like.
No,
put in your mouth.
No, no,
and
no.
Then
it's it's crazy. It's this dude who like has this had this like idea where it's like, what if I just sell people untreated water?
What?
It's untreated water because the guy says. We take out all the good stuff, all the minerals and then the vitamins from the water when we filter it. This is water in its most pure form. And he just drinks it like...
It's got like amoebas.
It's going to have like a shit ton of bacteria.
It'll have like creepy crawlers in it and shit.
It's a fucking probiotic.
Yeah, man. I've been taking probiotics every day for like the last half a month.
Yeah. You said you were feeling really good.
No.
Healthy shits?
It's wrecked my digestive system.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Well, I mean... My shits actually have been more normal. Like,
is it
like,
that your body's becoming more accustomed?
Mm-hmm. Because you're putting billions and billions of like live cultures into your body, like Mexican culture, black culture, stuff like that. And your body has to get used to it.
Brave.
Because basically like your gut bacteria is like so like iffy and so like specific and like a balancing act. So when you reset it, you know, your whole body's like, oh. So I just been shitting up a storm.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
But it's been pretty nice. It hasn't been like the first few days. I was just blasting fucking chocolate, just Hershey syrup.
Oh yeah.
Don, well, the first 2 days Don was here. When I woke up, I was greeted both times with a toilet incident. A toilet incident from Don.
Oh boy!
Just pooping the
first one was I opened a Snapchat.
Super solid. Just cold.
No, it didn't look super solid, dude.
Well, that's because it's been sitting in the water for a while.
No, it looked like you fucking melted like a bowl of like chocolate bars and then like threw it with force into the toilet.
You ever let a turd sit in water for a while with chemicals in it?
Huh? It was on top of the toilet paper.
It was still touching the water,
dude. So Don, I get a Snapchat. You saw it too, right?
Yeah.
I get a Snapchat and it's like, it won't flush. And it's just him pointing at like a big shit in my toilet. And this is the toilet like by my living room where like, you know, guests use and like you could smell from my living room if you were to take a really bad shit. And I woke up and I realized like, oh, my water had been turned off that morning because there was pipe work outside. and Don had taken like a massive shit. I should have told him that it was happening. I forgot.
Which is funny because I took a shit before that. And so I took the first shit from the food we had last night, and the water flushed like perfectly. And then you had leftover like chicken nuggets on your desk, and I had like four. And that gave, okay, yeah, no, yeah, it was liquid. That gave me like squirts.
How old were those nuggets?
No, so
like a day old.
The night before, Tucker and Carson were over, and we had ordered just a lot of just general shit from McDonald's for like everyone to share. And went to bed, and Don slept with the bag. And then he woke up in the morning, and there were like some, in his words, I was feeling peckish. So he had some chicken nuggets that had been sitting out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling peckish.
Yeah, you said that like three times now on the strip. Like, I'm feeling peckish.
Like, you don't say that?
No, I just think it's like it's a cute phrase.
It's very formal.
Yeah. It sounded like a grandma would say.
Really?
Yes.
I thank you.
You're welcome.
All of that.
But yeah, I went down. He had gone back to sleep, and I went down like 5 hours later to flush it when the water came on, and the lid was down. Thank you for that. And I didn't even look. I just flushed it. But there's still actual skid marks in the toilet days ago.
Yeah.
There's actually a second incident, and
I woke up to this the next day.
It left skid marks on his like in his bathroom that's in his office, and
I haven't.
You don't know,
this one yet.
Ryan. You don't know about this, Joe. I think you know about this.
Yeah, because you woke me up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We all had to drive to the fucking store.
So what happened was,
wait, what?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
We had to buy a fucking tool to remove.
Yeah. I clogged the toilet upstairs. I clogged it really bad. I tried flushing it and like,
oh my God, dude.
It
you take monster shit.
I've never clogged the toilet in my house once.
Yeah, that's because you're like, your shits are like skinny pencils.
I've seen them. You're right. He's right. They're skinny.
But like, I
also, do you use the bidet? Because like, you don't need that much toilet paper.
I used the bidet, but like, it just, I don't know what happened. Maybe my shit was massive. Maybe I had like a knot in it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like a tree. And
had
then
a fucking tree in his shit.
And then I was like, Matt, where's the fucking plunger? And he's like, check downstairs, check in the bathrooms. I looked, none. And he's like, oh wait, I don't have a plunger. And then we had to go to Target like way later.
Yeah, we had to go to Target to buy Don a plunger.
We almost forgot it too.
Then on the way up the stairs to like unclog the toilet, Don tripped and just kind of like his headphones went like flying out of his pocket and like scattered on the floor and like It was like, I was like quiet for a second. I'm like, you okay? And you were just sitting there like, you looked like really...
I looked like a little kid trying to pick up my beans.
Yeah. It was funny. It's very funny.
Yeah. But
I didn't have a plunger because...
you don't clog the toilet.
Yeah. And I thought I had one. I've just never had to like use it. So this was actually good because now...
You never had to experience a clogged toilet?
No, I have. Just not since I've moved into my new place.
Oh, okay.
You know?
You want to know something? The first time I clogged my toilet as a kid, the first time I experienced a clogged toilet is when I clogged the toilet at my parents' place when I was a kid, like 8 or 9. And it was awful. My parents were gone for the day having like a date night or something. Mm-hmm. The only one there was my grandma, and she was downstairs. I was upstairs, and I did not want to tell her that I clogged the toilet because all I did was just get a whole roll of toilet paper and see if I could shove it in there.
That's actually what he did to my toilet.
Oh, Don.
And then... But like, I also used the toilet, so like,
you
I don't know.
You're a bad kid.
It was like filled with poo and pee.
Purposely just stuffing then, toilets of filled with listen, toilet paper.
And I was a little kid. I was a lot skinnier back then too. So I thought like, you know what? What if I could probably just reach my hand down there and like pull it out.
Okay. Did were you able to?
I got it like almost up to my shoulder. like halfway up, like up there was the water. That's how deep I got my arm in there. And then like, I got stuck, and so I had to call my grandma, and she was mad.
I bet.
Yeah, well, you had to like shit all over.
But like she was not as mad as I thought. She's like, oh poor you. Let's get the plunger. Let's clean you up. And she gave me a lollipop, and I fell asleep.
That's so fucking German.
Dude, that is such a German story. See, most kids get their hands stuck in like a vending machine or something, not a toilet full of shit and piss and toilet paper.
Yeah,
that's great though. That's hilarious. I love that shit.
Well, our fans are stuck with these ad reads.
Damn it.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Don, you've been talking a lot about P-maxing and poo-maxing.
Okay.
And you've been telling people about it. Up. Right when Don gets, he's like, have you heard about P-maxing? And I was like,
isn't
what?
It not good to do that?
Well, no, it's horrible for you. Of course not.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell us. I want to see if
people
in the comments.
Is it just like a kink thing?
Just to clarify, it's
do people you in
have
the comments
to
do this?
You have to train your body for this. Not anyone can just do it, you know.
Only you the to, strongest of
no, 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 yes. not even the strongest.
Sounds like you a have to speech be the right, in the army. Dude.
Yeah, no, you have to be the right kind of person, you know. Yeah. Listen, you can't just be a weak-minded, weak-willed person to go and start PMAXing right away. You got to work up to it.
Okay.
Okay.
So what PMAXing is basically you holding your pee for the entire day and then just let it out at the end of the day for like maximum efficiency.
What's the point of that though?
It's
to build your like pee tolerance.
Yeah.
Why?
You don't have
to build
pee
your pee tolerance.
If you pee a lot, like I know you want.
You told me it was for efficiency for like, so you, don't have, to, you don't have to pee as much during the day. You don't like have the bathroom.
So, like, so you don't pee during like your day when you're doing stuff. You have it at
like
the end of the day.
To out your day. When you have to pee, it's because your body is telling you it, I have toxic waste in me that needs to be let out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look what I got you now.
What's do you pee max still? Do you poo max?
Obviously,
if it's coming out in the mornings.
Yeah.
I gotta pee right now. Maybe I'll pee max for the rest of the day.
I had to go earlier, you know, nature called.
Yes.
And but then nature got shy, so I'm just sitting here now.
Waiting for it to just rumble.
Yeah.
You're PMAXing right now.
I'm not PMAXing. I'm actually like pretty empty right now, but I am like sitting on a turtle head.
Oh, that's Don. That's such a way to describe it, Don.
We went fairy dogging.
Playing whack-a-mole over here, dude. Do you have to shit?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. But it's just sitting there.
It's a mental thing, yeah. Like,
no, I'm pretty sure it's your body telling you have to shit.
No, listen. I don't know what it is. It's
how far is poop from your asshole? Right now.
No, it's not that. It's pretty far. It's like not there. It's just that I can feel it brewing. It's
yeah.
And it's like, oh, I feel like I have to poo. And I look at the toilet. I'm like, I'm getting cold feet. I'm like, I don't have to go anymore.
Got scared?
Yeah. No, maybe. I don't know.
Got cold feet to take a shit.
It's not the time.
Maybe because I had like an audience and I didn't want to do it.
What audience?
My neighbors were in the bathroom with them. They're just there sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
Kids?
Yeah. Don, actually, it's very respectable that you didn't do it in front of the kids because that could. I know how they do things in Germany is a little different, but here in America, if you get naked in front of children, it's a big no-no.
Yeah. I mean, good thing you didn't have to poop shelf, or else I would have done something about it.
This is a thing in Germany. It's called the poop shelf.
Is it like a little stool that your feet go on to help poops come out?
Nope.
No, explain it, Don.
See, okay, that would be nice.
That would be happy. My mom has that.
I was just hoping that was it. No, it's much better, Ryan.
My mom has that. But no. It's basically old German toilets have this like raised part where you poop on. It's like a little shelf. And then when you flush it, it just washes down into the hole. Like it's a little drain hole almost.
So you have to clean the shelf off every time you poop.
Well, he told me it was so you can like look at your...
It's super slick. It just washes off.
It's so you can like...
It's like a water slide for your poop?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like...
Well, why?
Because like back in the day, Germans, they used to examine their poo for like disease and stuff.
Okay.
Like dig around it and stuff. And then
I didn't know it was for disease. You when you told me, I thought you made it sound like people just like would always just like play around with their poo for a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, some of them did it. Like, you know.
It's Germans, yeah.
But yeah, no. And then you just flush and it just slides down like a Hispanic kid on a water slide.
It looked... Like any kid on a water slide.
Yeah, like any kid. Yeah.
Specifically Hispanic.
There must be some kind of utensil like...
Yeah, your finger.
What? No.
They probably just have like a what are those called? Binoculars or something to look at it.
Imagine Don sitting by the toilet with the notches looking back 2 feet away at his shit.
Oh, that's good.
Oh yeah, I love that seam formation.
We gotta get one of those little like Robin Hood hats,
hats. With the quail feathers on it.
Didn't your dad used to wear those?
No, my grandpa. My grandpa was in a sort of like archery club, or like a hunters club, like German hunters. He had the green vest, the green lederhosen, and the cool little green hat, and he had a rifle. And he would shoot people.
Why would he shoot people?
Wait, your grandpa would shoot people.
Yeah, and people is
he hunted people.
Well, Ryan, Ryan, this is his grandfather who was a German hunter. And when was your grandfather a hunter? What, like the 1940s, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I've never actually seen him hunt anything. He just went to like these meetings where he just drank beer and eat sausage.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's super awesome. German. It's a super German thing. It's called a Schützenfest.
Did you have any bread?
What?
Yeah, you get a lot of bread.
Pretzels, ooh, man.
They have pretzels, but they also have this thing called currywurst.
Yes. Okay. There's a currywurst restaurant here that's so fucking good. So good.
It's awesome. Like they just get a nice like grilled bratwurst.
It's actually kind of near where we're going today.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. And then they cover it in sort of like tangy tomato sauce or like ketchup almost.
Curry ketchup is the best.
Yeah. And I should have brought some for you guys.
Curry ketchup's my favorite.
I should have brought some for you guys.
You bring it last time? Because I remember
you tried it with me.
Is that a restaurant?
No, I bought some because there's a huge German market.
Oh, it was
near LAX.
I can't even remember.
We made sausages.
This is over at your old place.
Yeah, we made Harrison Cook sausages, and then I had curry ketchup, and then like the Dusseldorf mustard, which are both.
What do you use it with? The ketchup.
Like sausage or I mean it's just kind of like sausage with a little bit of spice and sweet. I mean ketchup with a little bit of spice and sweetness. It's delicious.
Sick, yeah.
It's so good.
How's that poo brewing?
It's doing all right.
Don, you gotta use the Wings of Redemption technique where you put your finger in there and you split it in half.
We have to have your grandma put
your
grandma. Excuse me?
Did you miss that part?
Yeah.
Was I out? Because I walked to 7-Eleven for probably
maybe
I think you were out on the balcony for that.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he got constipated. He told this story on Painkiller Already podcast.
What?
And he's like, he got constipated because he was on a diet, so he was just drinking Slim Fast. But apparently, Slim Fast dehydrates you, and he wasn't drinking any water with it, so he got dehydrated. And he said that the specimen went sideways within him, and he fell off the toilet and hit his head on the wall and was screaming. And his grandma had to come in and stick her finger up his ass to get it out of his ass for him.
Why couldn't he stick his own finger up his ass?
He's have you seen a dude? Much. He probably couldn't reach it.
Oh, you're not wrong.
I mean, why do you have to get his grandma to do it for real? Like, that's a good grandma.
He couldn't have found a utensil, like even the end of his own toothbrush. He has to go buy
or his binoculars.
Yeah. He doesn't have his like grandmother's around. Finger up his ass.
If that happened to me and it was that painful, it's like I'm not going to call someone in. Yeah. I'm going to be like, I'm just going in.
You know, there's an actual medical term for that. You know how there's like kidney stones? Mm-hmm. Those are called sphincter pearls.
Sphincter pearls.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Really?
That doesn't sound like a lie. You are?
I mean,
you made that shit up?
I mean, it could be.
It sounds
thing.
Real.
Well, now that I said it, it probably is now.
I've shat some sphincter pearls.
Scientists do that shit all the time where like they see something funny and they're like, you know what? That is a good name for it. Like the thagomizer.
The thagomizer?
What? Yeah.
What is that? What?
Oh, thagomizer. Dude.
Okay, so the thagomizer, that's a funny story. You guys know Gary Larson?
Yeah.
The comic artist.
Yeah, I love... Dude, The Far Side?
Yeah, I love Gary Larson. He made a comic where it's like a bunch of cavemen in front of a PowerPoint presentation showing the like tail end, a spiky tail end of a dinosaur. And he's like, this is the thagomizer. It is coined after Thag the Great, who was killed by it. And then scientists thought it was so funny. And they didn't have a name for the actual like tail bone for it, so they just started calling it thagomizer now. It's an actual thing now.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I used to love Gary Larson when I was... I had like all the Far Side books, and I would just like read them, and because they were like grown-up comics.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't get this one, but I know it's grown-up.
Oh, yeah. I had the Chickens Are Restless one. I love that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had the one that was like a history book, and it had like a big thing about him in it and like his old cartoons from when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome, dude. I love that guy.
Yeah. I wonder where he's at.
Good cartoons.
I wonder where he's at.
At this very moment?
Yeah.
I'll call him up. Do you think he still makes The Far Side? I had The Far Side Gallery. That was the book.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I had this one that's really cool. It's just a catalog of cows he drew.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cows.
Yeah, he loves drawing cows and chickens and shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever read those comics, Ryan?
Far Side? Like when I was little.
Dude, no joke. Read them now. They're still funny as hell. I laugh. Like, yeah, Joe and I were like looking at a few some nights ago, and we laughed.
I chuckled for sure.
Oh yeah, you love a chuckle. You love a good chuckle.
Who doesn't, man? Who doesn't love a good fucking chuckle?
Give me your best chuckle right now. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. All right.
I feel like a chuckle is more like.
You know,
that's a giggle.
That's a,
oh wait, yeah. That's a Ryan giggle.
Do your best Ryan giggle. Do your best. Yeah.
You know,
that's me.
That
sounds like.
No wait, that's my chuckle. You want me to do a Ryan giggle?
Yeah. It sounds like in Luigi's Mansion when you like you know like it's like when you click like, the thing it's like.
You know,
that was to an Eminem song.
Yeah,
the other day.
We were in the car listening to Eminem. Yeah, because Dom wanted me to put it on, and he did you say it sounded like?
Yeah, I said
the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, the Slim Shady song sounds like Luigi's Mansion,
dun, 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 and it does. Yep. It sounds just like Luigi's Mansion.
Someone should do that. Someone should do that at some point.
I wonder if it has been done.
Just put those two together.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all to the floor like Tom and Pammy just bust through the door. Started beating her ass like first and before.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's the return of the... Oh, wait. No, wait. You're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre says...
Nothing, you idiot.
Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Aw, Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
I'm Slim Shady, the real Slim Shady, and I'm awesome and I'm Slim Shady.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That, you actually got it.
Yeah. I'm Slim Shady, and I'm Slim Shady, and I'm awesome.
Slim Shady. It's like a kid at a talent show. Like...
My favorite talent show video was a couple, but the kids that do the Feel Good Ink cover.
Yeah, feel I've seen
good.
One.
Feel good. Feel good. Have you seen that, Don?
Yeah, no, I love that video.
Actually, it's like, my favorite is that he starts with the laugh. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Feel good.
Oh, my God.
Feel good.
That fucking laugh reminded me of the Joker performance, that kid.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Yeah. So what an actor. I hope he lands a role.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed that they chose fucking Joaquin Phoenix instead of instead of him, but
maybe he's going to be in the Robert Pattinson one.
Yeah.
Is he?
Who are you?
I'm the Joker, baby.
he feels more like a real Joker type person than Joaquin Phoenix does.
I think so. Cuz you have to have been like bullied in school and like just be that type of person, I think.
Like you have to be actually insane, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm not calling him insane, Don. I think he's a talented.
I'm just calling he's like a really good method actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. He has potential.
He's a great buy him as an insane person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's, yeah.
That guy, it's so. He woke up that morning and was like, today's the day. This is what I'm doing. And little did he know it would become a meme.
Well, it had been planned for a while. They had like rehearsed all these scenes.
They were
like
audience members.
He's done that so many times.
He like looked at the focus groups and
stood in front of the mirror like every night and doing it.
He was really confident.
Yeah.
Was
like, but see, that's the most thing that sells it. Like, even if it's like goofy or whatever, like the fact that he's so confident makes it like, sure, it might be cringe, but it's like the fact that he's so confident, it's endearing, right?
Yeah.
It's like he's enjoying it.
Because, you know, the Joker, like, he doesn't shy away from anything.
No.
He has the confidence. So you need to have the same level of confidence to like portray him.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be a good Joker. We should have, you know, we could dress Don up as the Joker for
Joker drunk drawing.
Joker Peter Griffin.
there's like few things I would do in life, and that is not one of them. I would never
dress up as the Joker.
Never.
Why not?
You'd make a sick Joker.
Dude. What if Christopher Nolan rebooted Batman again and was like, Don, I want you as the Joker.
That would be like a whole.
Would you say no?
See that he paused. He wouldn't say
right.
What if they wanted you to be in Suicide Squad?
Okay, if it's Suicide Squad, I could see that because they'd make a
as the Joker.
Yeah,
they make a funny Joker. You know,
so you do it.
Yeah, if it's a funny, if it's like
so, this would be funny. You'd be a Joker, Peter Griffin.
His name is the Joker. He's a jokester. He's funny.
So what's the difference?
Because you're not the Joker,
millions of dollars.
No, I'm just. I don't know. The Joker is.
You don't have to do the Joker. You're just Peter Griffin with Joker makeup on, and you're just Peter Griffin.
That's a problem, though. I hate makeup. I hate like putting shit on my face.
Oh, shit. Same here.
Peas in a pod.
I really don't like the feeling. It like makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, Ryan does not like makeup.
The only kind of makeup I am willing to get is like old people makeup, like prosthetics and stuff. Like you give me a big wart. Or something like that.
Yeah, that's fine. But like, even like back in the day with baseball, when you'd put the whatever the fuck on your cheeks,
the cold,
I was like, no. I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah. What's that for? I was actually, funny thing is, this morning I was thinking about that, and I was like, what's it for?
Is it a primer?
You think it, like that's
primer?
Like that's what it like stems from?
Yeah.
I read it was for,
it's not like the sun helps.
It blocks the sun.
Doesn't reflect the sun into your eyes as much as your.
That's what I heard.
That's some stupid shit. No, I don't know.
No, I heard it's like from like a Maui tradition actually, because like baseball like does
makeup?
Has like Maui like origins, you know.
Oh
like,
yeah,
baseball has like Maui origins.
We were more manly baseball done because we chose not to wear makeup while playing baseball.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I wish
I wish they wore like full makeup during baseball. All these little boys in like full like lipstick and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, baseball. Powdered. like white powdered face. Like,
perms. The bat, they get, like,
they have those like heart shaped lipstick that's like very thin and thick right here.
They don't, they don't even take shots. They just powder up.
They like, have to pause Victoria the game shit. Every time someone breaks a nail. like,
stop, pause, pause.
Their wigs bounce everywhere. They have to go back and run back and grab them and pick them up and hold their like dresses up.
Running with like the like curtsy, like the dress up. High heels.
All of them has a have like a beauty mark on them that they put on.
Yeah,
I used to have a beauty mark right here, massive, fucking huge. Or it was actually a mole, but there's like, it's a beauty mark, it's beautiful. I'm like, no, it's not. So I got it removed. Yeah.
You got to remove.
There's a video of me when I still had it. All my old videos on YouTube, I have it. But there's one video on like this one kid I knew that lived in the neighborhood next to me, his channel, where he just filmed me saying like, stop commenting about my mole. Leave my mole alone. It's a beauty mark. But I was like trying to be funny, and it's still on YouTube.
I have a beauty mark, but it's like, it's in a weird spot. And my sister like teases me for it all the time. It's like right here in my, between my collarbones and down my neck, in the middle of my neck. And whenever she sees it, whenever I like drink something or it's like visible, she like starts like poking at it real hard. And it's like, I'm gonna turn you off now. I'm gonna turn you off now. Boop.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Like a robot, you know?
Yeah.
That's awful, man.
Because she thinks I don't have any feelings.
God, that's how old Don, is she? You're rich with emotion.
I'm rich with gas.
That too.
And emotion for sure. Yeah. Don is one of the most emotive. He's like a little like Kinder doll or Russian doll. You know, it's like I keep opening it up and there's more and more layers underneath. Like, oh, yeah. like he's like an onion.
You could say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of jokes about that now.
That you're an onion?
Thanks Ryan.
You're welcome.
Well, there wouldn't have been jokes, but now that you said there's going to be a lot of jokes that people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going
to
make
jokes. That's the plan. You got to think ahead.
It's like when Dan told us not to put in any more farts. What did we do? We put in more farts.
Exactly. And then we got fired.
So, yep. Thanks, Dan.
He was not happy about those farts.
What a good sport.
Have you seen that edit, Don?
No.
So Dan sent Ryan and I like a clip of himself in his car where he's promoting his new... like Peter Gabriel cover. He made like an emotional, like heartfelt cover of a Peter Gabriel song.
It meant a lot to him.
Yeah, I guess. And Don, this is when we were editing Game Grumps. I said, Don, said Dan, Donnie, he sent the video where he's like, hey guys, you can go check out right now in the description, my new cover of In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. And then like, he sent it to me and I had to put it before a Game Grumps episode. And I was like, it'd be really funny if I just added like a little toot in the back,
but like a realistic muffled like.
Yeah.
Went so I did it like kind of right when he like paused for a second,
and enough to be even as a viewer how you might skip it. You like there were comments like, yeah. Did anyone else hear that? They were like, it was that well done,
and it's like muffled in like the leather of the car seat. It's like, and I made it like I tried to make it look like basically like he had just farted while doing the video, but like hope no like,
but started talking right afterwards to cover,
so
it
no
up.
One would notice it.
Yep.
And people started commenting like, did Dan just fart in the beginning of the video? And then Ryan and I got a text from Danny, like in a group text, like a couple days later. But it's like, okay, which one of you assholes put the fart sound in that video? It's like, way to take like an emotionally vulnerable thing that was very special to me and ruin it.
And then he fired us.
Yep.
When we got into the office.
Mm-hmm. You could, the video is what's it called? It's a Game Grumps Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, I think, playthrough. It's in the first, shit. It's in like 7 seconds in.
the fucking image of just, he talks with such passion in his car.
That's why it was so just, funny.
If there's anything that makes me laugh so hard, it's farts.
Farts are great.
Farts
are amazing.
I love farts.
I'm trying to find the clip.
Everyone thinks all farts and poo is like lowbrow humor. Like,
that was suggested when I searched it.
Wait, when you searched what?
Super Mega Dan fart edit.
Wait, that was the first thing that came up?
It was a Zelda game. I'm trying to find it still. Dan fart edit Zelda.
You said it was Breath of the Wild, right?
Breath of the Wild or Skyward Sword. I'll know it if I see it. Mm. It's just the problem is it's like it's in the comments is where people mention it. It's not even like that many people mention it.
Oh yeah.
But the people that did notice, it's fucking great. I'll go on Reddit and find it.
Yeah. Don, you've been farting up this whole trip, dude.
High five, brother.
Yeah.
Real. Me too, but goddamn you.
No, you, I just have like little petite wet noise, wet farts. You have like big squirters, dude.
Big squirters.
The other day, he and I were like in Matt's
kitchen.
Like
meaty though? Or like just.
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
The other day, he and I were like in Matt's kitchen. He did a horse stance, lifted one leg up super high, like popped out a fat one, you know?
Oh yeah. No, it was big. Yeah.
It's always nice to lift a leg. Always makes it so much easier.
Yeah. You know what I do sometimes? If you got to like sneak one out, you can just like lift the cheek. It doesn't make a noise.
Oh really?
Just, yeah.
I found it.
It's like
it's air, but it sounds like air coming out of like a pipe. So it's like actually yes, yeah,
like steam coming out.
Yeah.
What did you find, Matt?
Okay, Twilight Princess Par 5.
Mm.
Here you go, Don. Now see if you can hear it.
Okay. Gotta be quiet.
Found it.
Of a song we.
It's the top comment about it. Yeah. Finally. This fart's on ended Super Mega's job. All right. So it's just like you see the passion in his eyes. Mm-hmm. Talking about like his like this song means so much to him.
Yeah.
Hello there. It is Danny. Before you start this episode of Game Grumps, I was hoping perhaps I could interest you in checking out the new NFT video. The link is in the description. We did a while back, Gleaming Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. And it's a really
it's a lot more obvious than I remember now.
That was not subtle.
That was for some reason I remember it too.
I remember it being more like and like he like blinks a little bit hard right after.
Oh my god.
Oh, all right, assholes.
I was like, if it was faint, he's kind of, you know, complaining a little too much.
But like after like that, fucking, but before Ryan and I pointed out that like we'd done that edit, like you go in the comments, it was kind of hard to find comments about it.
Yeah.
There'd be like every now and then be like, did Dan seriously fart? And I like also people being like, they don't care about editing so much that like he farted and literally didn't even think to like refilm it. Like they're that lazy. And I was like,
yes. Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, good shit. Speaking literally. Of good shit, yeah. Where can we find you, boys?
Me?
Yes.
At your local Denny's.
Okay.
Okay, and you?
Joe?
Arby's.
Awesome. Okay, well, make sure to go. I'll have their location. I'll just send me a pin, mm-hmm. and I'll drop that in the description below for you.
You should put the, like, we should actually get their, like, the on the iPhone, like, the link to, like, have the live view and put in the description. They have no idea, so people can just always be watching them.
Yeah. Okay, I got a confession to make.
Okay.
I this has been like weighing on my head for like quite a while. I really need to get this off my chest.
All right.
So remember when I told you that told Tucker about the like mud drink?
Yeah.
That was a lie.
You didn't tell him about that?
No.
You lied about that?
That was his idea.
That was his idea?
Yeah.
Why'd you lie about that?
It was such a good idea.
Why would you do that, dude? You just like. Are you sure you're not just trying to make it like, no. Jackson came up. You're not trying to be a nice guy.
I wish I came up with the mud idea. It was such a good idea. I thought.
Well, this kind of just brought the tone of the podcast.
Yeah.
Completely.
It wasn't even a lie worth telling. Chest.
You know, I've been feeling really bad about it. I didn't want to, because Tucker's, he's going to edit this. He's going to see this.
No, he's not.
Oh.
And you're thinking of Jackson.
Yeah.
Isn't he also Tucker? Now.
He's Jackson.
His last
Tucker.
Name is Tucker.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
But his name is, you can call him Jackson.
So
around
yeah,
the office.
But Jackson's going to edit this and he's going to.
No, he's not. He doesn't edit.
Oh, dude, this is a mess.
Actually, Ryan's editing this.
Yeah. I'm editing this one.
Don, I'm so fun.
Were you? Did you say that because you were scared he was going to get mad and think that like you're like taking credit for his idea?
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't have to worry about that. He doesn't even listen to the podcast.
But now everyone knows you're a liar.
Yeah. Any more lies, Don?
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Well, here's one.
Just get them all out.
I'm not a natural brown hair.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a natural, slightly browner hair.
Okay. Anything else?
Think hard, man. It's your chance.
Okay.
One last lie. Set the slate. Wiped and clean.
Okay, one last one. When I said that I thought you were handsome, I actually meant pretty.
I think I'd take it about the same. I merit those equally.
Ryan, I would not.
Is it worse?
Those are
gender assigned terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty is for women. You can't call a man.
No,
pretty.
I'm not. I'm no woman.
I know. You've, so that's
you've seen my muscles.
I've seen your muscles
and my hair
and I've seen it all.
I have hair in my armpits.
Your chest hair is an upvote.
Yep.
It is. It's like a Reddit upvote.
That's sick.
Like it goes from nipple to nipple to like, yeah.
We'll talk about this, Don.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, guys, that's, Don and Joe. Their links will be in the description. Both wonderful artists, both funny, talented men, both great friends. Friends of the court, as one would say, right?
And go check out Matt. He's a bit shy. Go check him out in Dune. Please support him in theaters. It's his first kind of, I mean, it's not the biggest role, but it's a good side role. Yep. And it's fun. I mean, he's not going to be advertised because it's just kind of like not even a cameo, but it's still something you're prepared for. And I'm like super proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So go check out Dune.
I didn't want to bring it up, but that means a lot. I didn't think you would bring that up. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye, guys. Yep. And bye. Nice, Joe.